89.5 WHRV HD3 Alt Radio and HunterAtSunrise.com.
Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic eclectic music for your Sunday morning, heard every Sunday from 7 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time here on 89.5 WHRV HD3 Alt Radio and streaming on the web at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, iTunes, Shoutcast, and Radio Time. You know we like to do acoustic sessions on this show. Today is no different. Yes, we're back with Donovan Frankenreiter here in our studio. Donovan, how are you?
I'm doing great. Yeah, thank you for having us.
Well, it's great to have you back. Actually, you were on several years ago and when you were here at the Norva, and it's great to have you back. What would you like to play for us first here?
We'll try, what are we going to do, Matt? Want to do Shine?
Sure.
Let's try that.
Great. Here's Donovan Frankenreiter here on Hunter at Sunrise.
There we go.
Girl, like a sun and moon. Lately, you've been in orbit in my head like a good summer tune. You and I, girl, I was never gonna part. Didn't have to tell you that, cause you knew it right from the start. You say, just tell me, yes, I do. Cause I can't go on without you. Let our love just shine. All to the end of time, baby, gonna let it just shine. Gonna let our love just, gonna let our love just shine. Girl, like a bricks on the street, interlocking and woven beneath everybody's feet. You and I, girl, like a breeze that blows. Sometimes we're coming and we're gone, and nobody knows. Just tell me, yes, I do. Cause I can't go on without you, and I love shine. To the end of time, shine. Gonna let our love just, gonna let our love just shine. Gonna let our love just shine. End of time, I say, shine. Gonna let our love just, gonna let our love just shine. All to the end of time, baby, you know it's just shine. Gonna let our love just, gonna let our love just shine.
Yeah.
Hey.
Donovan Frankenreiter getting us nice and cool here on a Sunday morning. Donovan, great to have you back. And why don't you introduce this gentleman who's playing with you, too?
This is Matt Grundy, and he's been with me ever since we started kind of playing music together 10, 11 years ago.
Yeah, well, congratulations on your most recent disc called Start Living, correct?
Yeah, that's been out 1 year, so we're kind of on the second year of that touring, and we've been having a blast playing the songs live. That was one of the tracks off it. That was like one of the singles, yeah.
And you guys kind of did that together. It was kind of a project you did together, isn't it?
Yeah, Matt has an amazing studio in California and Night Owl Recorders. And we have a just incredible collection of rad recording gear and fun stuff we love to play with. And we went in there over the holiday season in December a year ago.
Uh-huh.
And we were going to go in there and record some music, and 7 days later we had this record done, and it was really fun. It was just me and Matt, and there's an engineer in there that you know, got some things going for us, press and record and whatever. But we made the record in a way that was really fun for us. We sat in a room and I played acoustic and sang, and Matt would pick up an instrument, whether it be the lap steel or the ukulele or the banjo or something that would accompany the song, and he would play it with me and sing backgrounds with me. So we'd get this live take of the track, and then we would add to that. So that was like the sound of the record.
How it came out. Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was great. We were able to use a lot of different instruments that I'd never used before on my records, and a lot of different percussion stuff. But I think it was fun for Matt. You know, you can ask him, but he played every single instrument on the record. I just sang and played acoustic, and then everything else you hear, he played. And I think there was some stuff that I don't even know if he knew how to play it, but he figured it out.
Well, you seem so busy. When do you get the time to write anything?
I don't know. It just sort of comes and goes in waves. I mean, you know, we're busy traveling, but there's a lot of time spent dealing with jet lag and hotels and being on long flights. And I don't know. There's moments where you can find time to write, you know, but yeah, that doesn't happen a lot, but it does whenever. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I read somewhere where you said that this particular album was your love album. Why do you think it's your love album?
Well, I don't know. To me, it's like a bunch of little like notes or songs that I wrote for the family, and one for a good friend, Andy Irons, that passed away a couple of years ago. Uh-huh. And so there's a lot of love in the record, you know. I don't know. It's just a lot of different songs on there that kind of reflect that, you know?
I think
in a lot of ways.
Now, your family is in Hawaii, right? You're based in Hawaii.
Yeah. My son's out on the road with me now. He's 10 years old. This is his first trip away from his mom and his brother, but he's with Daddy Summer Camp. I got him on the road.
Really? Do you put him to work, or what do you do?
He just kind of roams around. Yeah. He'll, like, get behind the merch booth and do his thing. He'll load in with the boys. He'll kind of bang on the drums a little. He's kind of just doing whatever, but we find time during the day to hopefully, you know, do some fishing, some surfing, and this is good quality time to spend with my son. It just seems like yesterday he was born, and now he's already 10. So.
I know. It goes very fast. I hate to tell you this. Yeah. I have one who's turning 23 this week, and I just long for the days when he was like 5 or 6.
Oh, it's crazy.
Goes fast.
I was walking around with him today, and I'm like, come on, man, let me put my arm around you. Let me hold your hand. He's like, are you kidding, Dad? That's not cool.
That's not cool.
And I'm like, oh, no, really? No, I got a six-year-old at home that still thinks it's cool that Dad holds his hand. But
well, that's great. That's great. Do you think they'll be like musicians and singers, songwriters like yourself?
Know. I hope so. I mean, they're definitely going to get immersed in all the music and whatever we do. I mean, that'd be a great dream job for me to roadie for them one day if they're in a band.
There you go.
That would be awesome.
There you go.
But, you know, I never know what they're going to do. You never know. You know, teach them as much as you can about surfing and music. They'll probably end up doing something else, you know.
Well, we're talking with Donovan Frankenreiter here on 100 at Sunrise. It seems like you put that album out so fast after Glow. I was like, wow, this is really fast. You record a lot, don't you?
We try to. I mean, by the time we put out this next record, it's going to be a couple of years, so this will be a long sort of span. But, you know, we do a lot of like other little things. We do Recycled Recipes, which is like a 6-song EP.
I remember that.
Yeah, we're going to work on that again this year. We do cover songs sort of in a broken down way like we're doing here. And
by the way, as long as you're on the subject of that, you do a great version of Slip Sliding Away. I want you to know. I get requests for that.
That's cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, those songs are fun because we, you know, a lot of them, most of them actually, we learn them and we play them and then we never play them again. So like, I don't even think I'd ever be able to play that song, Slip Slide Away. We learned it and we did it in a hotel room. We actually recorded it here before a Dave Matthews gig or after one. Remember that?
Really?
We were on the road. Yeah, we recorded it right in this area in a hotel room.
Interesting.
Right around the corner after we opened up for Dave Matthews, we went back to the hotel room and cut that track and yeah, it was done. That's cool.
Wow. That must be Pro Tools.
Yeah. I don't know. Matt's got a rig he brings on the road. I don't know. He's got like an M-Box and a computer.
Yeah, that was Pro Tools then. I don't even know where that thing is now.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. What else would you like to play for us? We're talking with Donovan Frankenreiter, by the way.
I'm not sure. You know, we came prepared, but kind of unprepared. We'll try this song.
That's all right. It's an easygoing show there, Donovan.
It's one of the first songs we ever wrote and the first time we ever played it like this. So we'll just try it like this again.
Could let this love be the fading sky, drift all night to the new sunrise. Just pass me a drink or maybe two. One for me and one for you. We're gonna be free. Free. Said we're all free. Don't you wanna be free? And the corner winds are changing time. Drop them sails and get inside. When will the weather ever let us go? I guess we're gonna have to wait until the trade winds blow. Maybe gonna be free. 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 Said we're all free. There's nothing and in between, and what we are, baby, and what we see. And there's nothing and in between, yeah. 'Cause what we are and what we see, I said, and what we are, you know, we're just. Hearts and our tired bones. Just take one last look around. Every place gonna feel like a familiar town now, because I'm free. 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 Time to time, gonna get free. We're just free. Don't you know we're gonna be free? Feel so good to be.
Donovan Frankenreiter here on Hunter at Sunrise. Man, you've got this feel-good, breezy, sunny music just down pat. It's amazing.
Oh,
man.
Oh, we had fun right there. That was cool. That was the first time ever doing with the banjo on that song.
Really?
That was neat.
It looks like you've been doing it all along.
Yeah. No, that was cool.
Yeah. Now, I know you perform with a band, but do you ever want to just kind of break into the band during the show and maybe do a little acoustic thing?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I think we're on the road like 8 months out of the year, and I would have to say 5 months of that is me and Matt playing duo acoustic.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, and that was kind of the I think that's why Start Living came out the way that it did, because Matt was always a background singer and he played bass in the band forever,
right?
And and then now he plays electric guitar and banjo and all the stringed instruments besides the bass. And
wow,
so it's fun for us. You know, we do play our songs quite a bit in a very different way. A lot of times, duo acoustic. He has the ukulele, the banjo, the acoustic guitar. And so we do broken down duo acoustic stuff all the time. So
that's
when we
cool.
do get together with a band, you know, me and him, we like to turn it up a bit and kind of trip out the other way with a band, you know.
Must really keep it interesting.
Yeah, it's fun. Keeps us, you know, keeps the songs in a different way and stuff. But I think it's a great thing that we were able to do. So some gigs are booked where it's just duo acoustic, and some we have the full band. And yeah, it's great that we're able to do either or both, you know?
Yeah. Well, Donovan, thank you so much for doing this today.
Yeah, it was great. Thank you.
I'm sorry about the long ride to get here, but we really appreciate you coming on the show.
Don't worry. Just get us back there quick. We want to get in the water and surf, all right? We heard there's waves.
There you go. There you go. Donovan Frankenreiter here on Hunter at Sunrise.